Welcome to Thrive with Nancy. This podcast is for you, an executive woman who wants more from your career, which includes flexibility through the opportunity to work remotely. Right now, remote work is under fire. We all saw that the pandemic became a force majeure, veering the policy in our companies from absolutely not to a yes, please, by business in a blink of an eye. The remote work culture pendulum is swinging once again to its previous more taboo status, with the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics registering a stunningly steep drop-off in the percentage of companies permitting employees to work from home. Women have always believed that remote work evens the playing field. Not currently, with research by Envoy finding that 96% of executives say that they notice and value work accomplished in the office more than they do the work performed at home. Yikes, don't like that. Companies are even resurrecting generous employee relocation packages because working in the office has become so important. That sounds like the kiss of death to remote work, doesn't it? As a remote worker, you're facing a significant career decision. Give up on your aspirations and dreams of becoming a well-respected organization influencer, no matter your position, as a remote employee or returning to the office. Let's unpack the tumult surrounding remote work. It's more of a female executive issue, as a study by FlexJobs reveals a notable difference between men and women. They found that 80% of women put remote options as a top benefit in their work positions versus 69% of men. These statistics highlight the mixed bag challenges facing organizations. Some employees couldn't wait to return to the office after the pandemic, while others dug their heels in, determined never to return to the office, and others were vying for a hybrid work experience. So let's explore the differences in women executives, because this podcast is for executive women, and let's look at our preferences for working from home compared to men. According to FlexJobs, 70% of women are happy not to dress up for the office versus 57% of men. 60% of women prefer their ability to work flexible schedules compared to 48% of men. Without remote work options, 60% of women would look for a new job and only 52% of men would quit. What other issues are coming up for you? It's hard to negotiate if you don't know your essential contention points. What's important to you? Oh, and let's not forget, there's also a real downside to working from home for mothers who more likely than men have heavier caregiving responsibilities, whether it's for a child or an elder. It's called burnout. If you're a woman determined to work from home, you have a battle before you. And you won't get anywhere if you base the argument on your needs. Your proposal, your arguments must overcome their objections while connecting to the winning formula for them and you. Let me offer five persuaders. 1, consistent profitability is a core point of view of a company's success equation. An essential element of your discussion must reveal that remote work is equal to or better for the company than working in the office. Diligently track your production wins that improve the bottom line for your organization. The more statistical evidence you can bring to the table, the better your opportunity to change organizational norms will be. 2, much of today's work rests on the outcome of powerful team collaborations and communications to generate creative problem solving. Put your thinking cap on. How can you ensure you're an influential factor? Many managers feel the remote work environment undermines their ability as a boss to control and manage their employees. They're used to managing by walking around or actually seeing someone face to face. They're insecure leading executives they can't observe or regularly interact with. Undoubtedly, you impact your boss's career for good or bad more than you ever recognize. It's your job to help them feel confident about your performance for them. To make this happen, does it require you to recommend a specific reporting system that addresses your boss's concerns before they become a real problem for you? It's you adjusting to make it work. 3, relationship building is essential to productive corporate culture. When you work from home, you don't have the advantage of interacting with others or having casual breaking down barriers conversation as you bump into each other in the hallways. This lack harms everyone, the home worker and the organization. There is also the fear that remote workers aren't as loyal as those with connections to the others in the organization. What can you do to mitigate this damaging social perception? How can you bolster the confidence of your boss and senior leaders that you intend to be a significant executive contributor for years to come? And a hint is, concentrate on building those broader networks in the organization. It will serve you well throughout your remote worker status with the company. 4, if you're in a heavily regulated or regularly deal with highly sensitive data, there is always an alarm system that remote work increases the risk of data breaches or security violations. This opposition may seem an impossible barrier to get around. However, do you know any IT geniuses in your company? What about partnering with them to see if there's a way to generate security for your remote location? It's worth a try, isn't it? 5, it's crucial to recognize that working remotely has you living in the intersection of technology and humans. What does this mean exactly? With Gallup studies revealing that 85% of a company's workforce is disengaged, this is an issue organizations are keenly paying attention. So, as an individual contributor employee, you must up your engagement signals to your boss and senior management. If you're managing people or collaborating on a team with others, I recommend time spent actively seeking to reinforce the re-engagement of others. Here are a few hints you may adapt to your situation. Show interest in your fellow employees' ideas and opinions. Encourage them to share their views and concepts with others. Celebrate their big and little triumphs. Take time to build relationships. Oh, there's that relationship building coming up again. Could be an important factor for you. And this could be as simple as a quick Zoom or telephone follow-up check-in, or how they're doing, or making it a point to meet them in person when you're in the office, or for a Zoom coffee date if geography is a problem. And always lead by example. If you want engaged coworkers or engaged subordinates, you need to be engaged yourself. Extra, if you're a mother, studies are occurring right now regarding the potential benefits a remote working parent has on their children. So keep your eyes and ears open for the answers they uncover. It may augment your stance. Are you prepared to do battle in a respectful, honorable way? I can't wait to hear the results you achieve, and I know they're going to be great. Your job as an advocate, should you decide to accept the assignment, is to strategize approaches that will have you able to work remotely as long as you desire and still have an open influencer pathway for your career. Now is the time to hone your persuasive muscles. Your strategy is to begin water-dropping confirmation of your value as a remote employee before your position is in jeopardy. For more women executive success concepts, check out the free resources I offer on my website, Thrive with Nancy. More than that, isn't it time to partner with a strategic coach who understands achieving business success your way? The Your Strategic Edge program is exactly where you and I create a full-on partnership to better your professional career and have you achieving your aspirations. Check it out at thrivewithnancy.com/executive/. No successful executive ever makes it to the top or even arrives at their next destination alone. I'm thrilled you've listened to the Thrive with Nancy podcast. My intention is to offer quick tips designed for you to apply right away, ones that will boost your career immediately. I bet you're already considering ways to implement these new ideas. Perfect. Now, if you do me a favor, pass the podcast link on to those who will benefit, your friends and coworkers. Thanks so much.